Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN Live from IKEA in Oak Creek.
He is Kyle Wallace. I am Ben Brust.
I think I started the rain.
You might have. No Brad Nortman. He's having recovery from his vocal cord surgery. Alex Strofe back at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios. Hope you're enjoying your Friday, heading somewhere on this hot day. Stay hydrated. Enjoy a happy hour. Do what you need to do. Now, I've become the guy that I never thought I'd be.
What does that mean?
That I dissect lineups when they come out.
Oh, okay. What lineup did you see today that you wanted to dissect?
I love it.
Who's in the starting lineup today?
I just love it. Sal Frelick leading off.
I love it, yep.
DJ Strofe.
Billy B. Or Billy B. Billy W.
Oh, yeah.
William Contreras batting second.
Yeah, the Billy threw me off.
Isaac Collins, fire. NL Rookie of the Month. Like,
fire.
If you would have, like, this is why it's crazy that you can talk about lineups and it's actually interesting, is Isaac Collins is batting third. And that makes me excited.
I mean,
if we would have said before the season, Isaac Collins on August 8th will be batting third.
Who?
We would say, what happened to the team?
Yeah, it's true. I'd be like, oh,
no, nobody would be like, oh, that's a good thing.
Where did this grow come from? Boy, I would have been wrong.
Christian Yelich batting fourth.
Clean up.
DHing. Andrew Vaughn.
The King
on
Vaughn.
A 12-game hitting streak.
Come on,
ridiculous.
Now. Come on now.
Come on now is right.
I mean, King
batting
Vaughn.
Fifth. Batting sixth. The man who's on fire right now, Blake Perkins.
Oh, Blake is like, he scored.
Had a hell of a road trip.
Yeah, he really did. He really did. Made us forget to jack.
I'm probably going to get in trouble by our content team for saying, I can't believe you went through a lineup, but I don't give a damn right now. That's how much I love my Milwaukee Brewers.
We'll take the heat. Everybody
Bryce Tarang.
Oh, yeah.
Batting seventh. He's been such a solid bat. You have him seventh. And we're going to get to an overall point here. Caleb Durbin, great at the back of the lineup. Mm-hmm. Great runners in scoring position player, batting eighth. And obviously, Joey Ortiz,
Joey
the ninth spot,
yep.
With Brandon Woodruff pitching. So, I can't reiterate this enough. When I talk about a lineup, I talk about what each player brings. And when you go against the Mets, who Senga, I think, is pitching. I don't know how to say his first name that well, so I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a horrible day at American Family Field.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of grinding.
There's
out.
Nothing easy about playing the Milwaukee Brewers. And there's nothing easy about going against Brandon Woodruff right now. And Brandon Woodruff's velocity is on the up and up.
Yeah,
I was concerned. I was concerned. When Woody came back, I was like, oh, that was awesome. You know, he pitched like six innings. He had, you know, six strikeouts. But he was like 92, 93 miles per hour. His command was great. But the last two starts,
95, 96,
yeah. Velocity. He is undefeated in his win-loss, not necessarily when he's pitching, but he might as well be with how well the Brewers have been playing.
But he's been lights out going out there on the mound.
It's just amazing.
Woody has been, again, when Woody came back, you know, you weren't expecting for him to get to his groove right away. But Woody has been phenomenal since he has come back for the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, he hasn't missed a beat whatsoever.
The reason why I wanted to read the lineup is because last Friday, it was the funniest thing we've probably ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like nobody was playing. It was after an off day, the trade deadline. Everyone was like, after the trade deadline, this is what you put out there. And then they waxed the Nationals.
They sure
waxed
did.
Them. I mean, no, all, waxed all, them.
Not in the game. This, yes, in that game, but the entire series.
The entire series. And it doesn't matter who you put out there. Brewers! Brewers!
Oh, he's back.
I feel great today. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, must be nice. Friday.
Oh, great. He's back on Friday. He's going to hit a bender this weekend, and on Monday he's going to be back to crap.
No, I'm behaving this weekend. I'm doing nothing tonight.
You're going to a wedding that has an open bar.
Yeah, but I'm working on Sunday, so I'm going to behave.
There's no yeah buts. It's an open bar. You were working last Sunday, and you stayed out till 6 a.m.
Now, I've learned from my mistakes, which I don't really view as a mistake because I had a very
good. Can you say that you've learned from your mistakes if you haven't been through the next weekend yet?
No, you can't.
I think the words don't matter, actions do, and I'm going to prove to you that I've learned from my mistakes.
Okay, Strofe.
Kyle, what are the chances that you look at him in the eyes on Sunday and you say, what did you do?
He's going to say, brother, I mean, I tried. But, you know, the Packers were doing well. The open bar, I don't know what happened.
The thing is, Kyle's got me figured out. That sounds exactly like me.
Brother. Dude, that is spot on.
That's what he tells me every Sunday. He always has some story about how the night before went.
So Brad Nortman has chimed in on the personal talking text line. We asked the question from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and Jim, Matt, and Molly earlier in the show. Would you trade 4 seasons of the Packers missing the playoffs for a Brewers World Series? Brad gets it. Easy money. Brewers World Series over 5 years of Packers playoff. You could take a championship over playoffs every single time. Bucks won, they're one, and I'm good for life as a Bucks fan.
He ain't good for life. He still complains about the Bucks not winning another championship. He was ready to trade Damian Lillard last season.
He also bet Homer that they were going to win the NBA championship.
Do you notice a trend with Brad?
He's a pendulum.
He swings with the momentum. The Milwaukee Bucks finished the season strong, and all of a sudden
they're going to win the championship.
He's putting $20 down, and he should have known. This should have been the first warning sign, because that's why I didn't put – well, I put it on the series, but not on the Bucks go to the NBA championship. Once Homer was willing to put up a $20 bet where he would get $20, and he would pay Brad $3,000, I knew Homer was on to something. He believed. Homer's old. He has a lot of experience. He's a seasoned veteran. Brad is just going with the flow right now. The Brewers are hot, so Brad's jumping on it.
We also have some feedback on Brad, who is the one who gave you the poison.
He did. Brad, thank you for the poison, Brad.
Kyle has a chipmunk problem. Kyle, I laid some food for Alvin last night at the estate, and it's already been eaten. He has chipmunks?
Yes. He has yearly.
You're behind the eight ball. Whose name is on the land deed? Alvin or Kyle Wallace?
I think the bank. But, but, you know, I can't be straight cash like some of y'all out here. But I am the one who is responsible. So, yeah, I mean, it's my land. This land is my land, not the chipmunk's land.
This land is your land. No, it's not. This man's my land.
I just want to be I'm a humanitarian, man. I just want to make sure.
Just text me. You know what? Should I just put it in my calendar? Should I just text my fiance? Hey, I have to do a deed Saturday from time our
what,
daughter's
napping. What, are you the godfather? You're a mobster? The deed is done.
Yes.
I'm legitimately.
It's a chipmunk.
I literally felt bad when I thought I drowned it.
Yeah, I got no remorse.
No, I had remorse. I was like, dang, I killed the chipmunk. But we're going to figure it out. Babe.
Brad also has feedback on Strofe's song, but I think we should hold his feedback until we play it and bleed out ears later in the show. Scheduled for 4:30 is the Packers parody song that Alex Strofe has laid out for all of KBN Nation.
I want my weekend to be good, and I don't want – Strofe keeps ruining it with these songs. Today is awful. I'm not part of Beehive, but I'm a Beyonce fan. Matter of fact, Strofe, you should be careful. The Beehive might come for you.
I'm not too worried about anybody that's an adult and refers to themselves as a member of the Beehive.
Be careful. You live with a Swiftie.
Yeah, but she doesn't go, hey, I'm a Swiftie. She just listens to Taylor Swift.
I'm pretty sure she has said she's a Swiftie.
Not around me.
She's joined our show as the Swiftie of the
office. That was before I was in the picture.
Oh, okay. He's trading it out. All right, man in the house.
So you trained
in the house. Man in the house.
I like that. I like that, Strofe. I didn't know you had that in you.
How big's your house? How big's your house?
About 1,100 square feet apartment.
Hey.
Okay, big shot. You bought a house a year and a half ago. Stop acting like such a big shot.
No, that's because I kind of had to.
What are you implying? You're implying something, something happened you weren't expecting? Is that what you're implying?
I would say it was all in the plans.
Sounds like it.
All in the plans, Strophy. In the plans.
He knew what his rope was going to do.
Good callback. Good callback. I'll give you that.
Yeah. How am I supposed to follow up?
I took help.
I took help.
Come on, Ben. It's your job.
Come on, Ben.
Job,
let's go.
Player.
Recover. Come on, player.
It's your job, player.
So the Brewers lineup today.
I know, right? No, but
Wu-Tang Terang.
Is that what they call them? But for real, though, I think the Milwaukee Brewers overall, man, I'm just excited about just this weekend because I just want to keep the good times rolling on.
Let the good times roll.
The good times keep rolling on. But then on top of that, I know we were joking about the pocket pancake earlier, but the Milwaukee Brewers, man,
they're so lovable.
No, man, they're on fire, man. I mean, I'm telling you, all these giveaways. I wore the Miz shirt earlier this week, and then what makes me so excited is they dropped the King Von shirt, and then after they dropped the King Von shirt, they dropped the pocket pancake. Like, dog, I know we joke about the Packers Pro Shop, which has great apparel that you can buy.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm with you here. The Brewers are cooking with gas.
Dude, I mean, there is no team in Major League Baseball. I don't need to see it. There's no team in Major League Baseball that is doing it better than the Milwaukee
25,000 Miz shirts?
Just like
you
that.
You know how many Miz shirts that is?
No, it's incredible. King Von coming, but more importantly,
Literally have to, like, the only way you're not getting a shirt is if you're a habitual tailgater. Just wants to hang out and come in late.
And they're not doing this to try to just get fans there. They're doing it because they appreciate the fans.
They know that they're showing up. Look, the Brewers lead all of baseball in – when I say lead, let me take it back a step. For being the smallest market in the MLB – they are consistently in the top 10 of attendance every single year. I watch a lot of baseball. Mm-hmm. I see
empty.
The Orioles. I see, obviously, the Athletics in Sacramento.
They don't even play there.
They don't even play in where they're going to be. And when they're in Vegas, it's just going to be people coming to bet and just to watch the other team that they're coming in for the series.
It's part
of
a thing to do. They're not a real fan.
And so I just think it's incredible to be a part of this. And I'm glad that Brad Nortman pulled the trigger. I know Kyle's password sharing. I know Strofe, knowing how to manage his finances, has a subscription to FanDuel so he can watch the Brewers. If you are not watching the Brewers, you are missing out on some of the best times of your entire life.
Am I not ready?
You're ready.
Kyle's
logged in.
I'm logged in, ready to go,
he's
baby.
He's got FanDuel pulled up for me right now.
I ain't no lie. I told y'all, I'm watching my Brewers and I'm watching my Packers this weekend.
About time.
But I have the app on my phone. Well, stop it.
Yeah, why you always do that, Strofe?
I've been working out, and because I couldn't see the TV, I had it on my phone when I was working out.
You've been working
something
out?
I don't know nothing about. Yeah, I've been working out, man. I'm trying
Since
to get
when?
Sexy.
Strofe, he does this thing where he says he's working out or he's eating healthy.
He does it for
does
a few
for
days.
A week, and then, yeah. Yeah, and then he regresses.
No. I'm on a two-week. You can feel it in my – feel the top. You can feel it a little – you can
awful
tell.
Awful time for the video stream to freeze. Awful
time.
Oh,
man.
And your hands are in an unfortunate position. Oh, now you're back.
Yeah, I was touching my chest. But, yeah, I was good. You can feel that I –
Come on, Benny. Give it a feel. Let us know.
The little bump there.
Give me a flex.
Okay, I'll give you a flex.
Yeah.
Hey,
God.
I got to work on underneath.
Your triceps are like a grandma's.
No, I can flex the tricep. You can feel the tricep when I flex it.
I can feel skin.
Listen. I got a little bat wings back there. Okay? Got a little bat wings, but we working on that, man. I got 11 months. I got a little bat wings. I get it. It's hereditary.
I know you like to walk around your house naked, and I know you got good windows, so make sure you get blinds for those.
How did you know I do that?
because you've said that many times on the show.
Yeah, I get up, walk to the bathroom, look in the mirror, say, boy, I look great. And also, you'll feel great in a house with Universal Windows Direct. And right now, Universal Windows Direct has their great offer going on. Buy two windows, get two free. Yes, there is no limit. If you got to replace eight windows in your house, you only pay for four. It is that simple when you use Universal Windows Direct. And right now, what I love about them on top of that is that they have these great windows with the super spacer technology that helps keep the hot air out, the cool air in, and your home feeling consistently comfortable. And let's be real, staying cool while spending less, that is exactly what you want this summer. So call my friends at Universal Windows Direct today at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000 to schedule your free in-home estimate, or simply go to universalwindowsdirect.com. And trust me, I'm telling y'all this right now. When you get your new windows and you touch your windows, I was just cleaning my windows yesterday. They're so beautiful. I promise you, you'll walk around saying, I love my Universal Windows Direct.
We got Pole Position coming up next. We have a Alex Strofe parody song, if you missed it, that's going to make you feel something. And it's not good. More next.
That's not very nice.
This is Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN.
Do you wash your shins in the shower? We shower from hair to kneecap. The rest can drip down our legs to our feet.
Doesn't work that way.
No, it does work that
way.
No.
What does the poll say?
34% don't wash their shins.
That is shockingly low. KBN Nation, you're better than that.
Yeah, it sounds like we have a lot of disgusting human beings on this planet.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Oh. Bring me a higher love. Where's that higher love? I keep thinking of
Kyle Brusten Nortman, live from IKEA in Oak Creek. Brusten, Kyle, as you may be able to see on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube feed, eating at our friends at IKEA. Not aware we're back from break, so we will get to Pole Position momentarily, as they have some off-camera commentary, it appears. The Swedish meatballs must be good. The barbecue going on, beginning at 4 o'clock, going through 7 o'clock at IKEA in Oak Creek, so any IKEA members can stop by there at the IKEA in Oak Creek. Hang out at the tailgate. Hang out in the parking lot. And Benny Brust finally puts his headset on. There we go. Benny, welcome to the program. Good to have you. How are the Swedish meatballs treating you?
Dude, I'm so sorry, KBN Nation. We got a buffet sent to us, Strofe.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'm going to let it slide. Goodness. Look at that.
I mean, like a full buffet.
All right. I'll let it slide. I know how you guys are with your free food.
No. Not me. You know how I am. I'm like last to touch anything.
Yeah, he already got a plate. He's already eaten half the stuff.
I mean.
I ran to the bathroom. I come back, and they having their feast.
I waited 40 seconds with Whitney and Kygo, and then I saw you take another bite. So I said, I got to crack the mic. I'm just going to do play-by-play on him eating.
That's totally fine. I'm in shock. Can you pass the butter?
Oh, wow.
Guys, we're doing a show here.
Hey, listen, it's not me this time. Oh, next segment is my time.
Did you not eat lunch today or what? Usually you can wait until the commercial.
Usually break. I can restrain myself, but I mean
it's barbecue.
It's barbecue.
I love barbecue.
And it's $5.
That's why I said I'll let it slide. I'm not upset.
$5 for IKEA family members from 4 to 7 p.m. here in Oak Creek. And it's free to sign up. So my message to you is sign up for free when you walk in and then pay $5 and feast your face off.
Our event supervisors here, they going in.
They working real hard on a Friday, let me tell you.
Yeah, belly working hard.
Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, No Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. UKB Nation at 800-990-3776. That's the Carbos Talking text line. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and time now for Pole Position.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position.
Some are indeed better than others. Pretty good polls this week. Not a lot, but pretty good polls this week. We're going to just – something we talked about earlier, I put a poll in the field on if it was rude, yes or no, to watch a Packers preseason game on my phone during the reception of a wedding I'm attending tomorrow. 81% of people said no.
Yeah, I was giving you crap, Strofe. You're good. You're good.
Well, this is a reflection of where we're at right now as a society, that nobody lives in a
Kyle with his larger picture societal conversations.
No, no,
here we
I
go.
Mean, listen, I am guilty of it as well, because I'll be watching the Packers game as well. But the problem is nobody lives in a moment. Everything has to be for the gram. Everybody has to, you know, see something for instant gratification. Nobody can live in a moment. And so this is sad, man. This is sad. Literally, we have these computers on at the touch of our fingertips where we can do and
boo. You suck. Why are you trying to give us like a life lesson at 4:24 on a Friday?
Hey.
We have a buffet. We have the best team in baseball in our town. We have the Brewers, the Packers in a preseason game. Like this, everything is in front of us to be happy, and you're trying to lecture everyone on a Friday when they're just getting done from work listening to us right now, hopefully?
Boo!
Thank you. Next poll, please.
Next poll.
This guy stinks.
Benny, you are a little bit of an ESPN Wisconsin historian. I don't give you credit often. I'll give you that. You've been on these airwaves for several years, and you will know what I'm referencing. So Homer does a thing every once in a while where he will try to get a poll and beat the all-time record. Do you know the all-time record off the top of your head?
I think 96%.
Okay. So this one got very close from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but not quite 96%. From Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, would you have purchased a small portion of the Deep Thought boat, that was the abandoned boat in Milwaukee, that you could have either framed or displayed in your house, yes or no?
So I have a vendetta against that boat. Simply because I am a Milwaukee County taxpayer.
All right. Here you go. Another life lesson with Kyle Wallace on a Friday.
$50,000 to remove that boat, and they were donated about $20,000 to $30,000 for the boat. And so, you know, everybody's laughing about it. But guess what? They auctioned it hoping to make $20,000, and guess what happened?
They made like $5,000.
They made $2,525. The boat can't even – you can't even sail the boat. Like, the boat is donezo. Dunzo.
Why do you let the stupidest things own real estate in your head?
Because of the fact that I don't believe my tax dollars should go towards moving a boat that somebody else owned that they abandoned their boat. That's their responsibility, not mine. This is America.
So you vote yes or no on this poll. You would not have purchased a piece of Deep Thought for your house?
I vote hell no.
Okay, Benny, how about you?
I have no connection to this damn boat. No.
I was just fascinated by it. I actually did vote yes in this poll.
What's fascinating about
me being on
that,
the very wrong side of history? 94% of respondents said no.
Send this to Mayor Cavalier Johnson in 94. Milwaukee and David Crowley, Milwaukee County Executive, so they know they wasted our tax dollars.
Kyle, why don't you do it yourself?
Oh, I'm sure they've heard already.
Oh, yeah?
I went in on them.
I know you did. Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, yeah. Noon to a 1.
I went in on them. That's his favorite phrase about that show. I went in on them.
I did.
I mean, life lessons with Kyle Wallace might be my least favorite thing we could potentially do moving
forward. Yeah, but here's the thing.
A lot of great.
As the producer,
just call it frugality with Kyle Wallace.
As the producer of the show, I think once a week we need to implement a formal life lessons with Kyle Wallace. He does not have a segment.
He's just going to complain about money.
Everybody has a segment. I have a segment every day. Ben, you have already smarter than Ben Bruss. Brad is here, Brad out. Kyle doesn't have a segment. Life lessons.
Yeah, but nobody... Nobody wants life advice from Kyle.
The thing is, it might not be smart, but damn, is it entertaining.
It's good. I'm telling you, it's all good. It's all good.
We might be onto something
with
this. I'm just saying, we might be onto something with this. Hey, this
one
from
everything that comes out of my mouth is golden.
All right, yeah. Shut your golden mouth for a moment so I can read the next poll. This one from the Damn Sports Show, 4 to 5, 1430 ESPN in Beaver Dam with our friends Corey Sparks and Wally Lukaczynski. This one from Jason Wilde. When someone says something incorrect, do you interrupt them mid-statement? Yes or no?
That's a no. That's a no. You gotta be just a. You gotta be a. Oh. Okay. Are you saying I'm wrong?
Yep. Because I interrupt you. My vote was, of course, yes on this because of this sound.
You don't interrupt people when they say stuff wrong all the time, though. In life, absolutely
that
not.
Sound effect is literally made for us to interrupt people when they say something wrong.
No, this is a radio show. In real life, Strofe is too soft to interrupt somebody who is
saying
something wrong.
That's a crock of crap.
Strofe. So if somebody's giving you the wrong number for something, you're going to stop them in the middle and say, you're wrong. there's only one person that works at this radio station that I know will stop somebody in the middle of talking, and his name is Steve the Homer True. Nobody else will sit there.
I know his vote on this. Yes, I think Ben's vote on this is also yes. Ben's a king interrupter.
Yeah, but interrupter versus interrupting to help somebody say something correctly is two different things.
Yeah, yeah, that's a jerk. That is a jerk.
Thanks, yo. You gotta lighten up, man.
Dude, if you're talking and somebody says something wrong,
shut up.
I like
I
that
own
one.
You.
That's okay, Aaron Rodgers.
Calm down.
Speaking
I
of,
own you. I still own you.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, let's go to Jim, Matt, and Molly, 4-6, 100.5 ESPN Madison, ESPN Madison on YouTube. Have the Packers franchise, quote, leveled down, end quote, since going from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love? Yes or no?
The answer's yes.
Ooh.
Like, you moved on from Brett Favre, and you got Aaron Rodgers. You moved on from Aaron Rodgers, and you got Jordan Love. As of right now, the answer is yes.
But how so?
I disagree with you.
The success will be they will be leveled up if this year they amount to something.
But I think they immediately leveled up, Benny, because they went from not being a playoff team to a playoff team in year one.
Correct, but like
that's a level up.
You're not taking into account what he was able to do, but prior to 2022, which is make them
a
two-time NFC Championship appearance team and a number one seed overall in the NFL. They haven't sniffed that level of success since Aaron Rodgers has moved on.
While I undeniably agree with that because you're speaking facts, it's not about that. It's not about the past. It's have they leveled up since going from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers' final season in Green Bay, they weren't a playoff team.
If we want to go semantics.
This isn't semantics. That's the question.
Well, then the question's stupid. Because, of course, at the back end of his season, when they were 8-9, Aaron Rodgers was mentally done. They had a young wide receiver core that he didn't want to work with.
I hope he wasn't mentally done when he had a chance to make the playoffs.
The whole season.
Ben, can I just let you know, since 2022, the better quarterback between Rodgers and Love has been Love. It has been Love.
A fact.
Rodgers, we're not talking about prime Rodgers. We're talking about Rodgers since 2022.
I'm not even talking about prime Rodgers. I'm talking about on the back half of Rodgers. Basically, the way I look at it is LaFleur era. In the LaFleur era, have they leveled up since Rodgers has been gone?
Well, when you say that, then no.
I guess that's how I'm looking at the question.
I would say they sustained success.
That's not leveling up.
Well, okay. Well, they sustain success. Either they're sustaining success or level up, but they definitely haven't leveled down.
But sustaining success has led to one playoff win and a first-round playoff exit. Rodgers, under LaFleur, in his first season, made it to an NFC Championship game, made it to another NFC Championship game, and led them to the best record in the NFL with a one seed at home in which they blew it against the Niners. Yes, 2022... absolute disaster. The whole thing was the off season, him being mad about
how the mighty have fallen. He went from being hot stuff to
I just think it was
the last kid picked on the playground.
It's disingenuous to say just because of his last year they've leveled up, because the success isn't anywhere near with Matt LaFleur. I've changed the question a little bit, but that's how my mind reads.
The Packers are better
leveling up versus leveling down. You don't just look at it in a vacuum of since one season.
Listen,
and then look at Jordan Love.
The last time I saw Aaron Rodgers on the football field with the Green Bay Packers, that has been the worst football team that we have had in the last three seasons. That's just a fact.
I'll just say this: people that voted yes on ESPN Wisconsin, actually, let's go with no. People that have voted no on ESPN Wisconsin: Alex Strofe, Kyle Wallace, Matt Hamilton, Molly Brown, Evan Cohen, Freddie Coleman, Michelle Smallman. People who have voted yes: Ben Brust, Jim Rutledge.
How do we know? Where are the rest of the votes?
Those are the people that have talked about it. This was talked about on Unsportsmanlike and Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I give you credit, Stroh, for being able to rattle off people's names like that pretty quickly. For you to have such a squirrel brain that you forget stuff.
Josh is honking past IKEA right now. Hey. Throw him a meatball. Brewers!
What up,
Brewers!
Josh?
Brewers! That's all you guys do every day. Interrupt each other the whole show. Jay in the 262.
Thanks for listening.
Ain't that the truth? Kyle, Bruston, Nortman, no Nortman,
you're
Ben
the,
Bruss,
the
Kyle
biggest,
Wallace.
You're the biggest fault, and I'm probably second.
I was going to say,
Brad, take
it easy on like the throwing stones right now, because I could throw one right back at you.
Can I give Brad a tip? Brad, when you come back healthier than ever with a great voice.
Have a backbone?
No, I don't do that. See, that's you, and that's Stro. All I'm asking you to do, go ahead, use that beautiful voice to interrupt Bruss all you want and Stro all you want.
Yeah, and then I'll bury him because he's too soft to handle it.
Brad, I hope when you come back, not only do you have a new voice, but you also have a new fist so you can smack Ben.
Yeah!
HR.
Oh, that little girl's about to eat our food.
Damn.
She's breathing all over it.
Are we about to smack it away?
Whoa. You talking about smacking?
Why'd you get up and almost attack the kid?
Whoa. Don't put that on me now.
Settle down, Kyle. It's going to be okay.
I was a little upset she was breathing over our food.
Milwaukee Brewers fans, you want to hit a Potawatomi Sportsbook before a home game but need a ride to the game? Hit two balls with one bat by hitching a ride on a Potawatomi game day shuttle. Make any purchase in a sportsbook or same day sports bet and get a wristband and a seat on the shuttle. The shuttles begin approximately 1 hour before first pitch. Return shuttles are nonstop for 1 hour after the game. For more, visit Potawatomi.com, bet above the rest, and enjoy the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Alex Strofe, your time to shine, and it's not the Wheel of Strofe. Live from IKEA, time for Kyle to chow down. Next.
Yeah.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
These hands are not made for fixing anything in a house. I make a phone call, and I'm cheap, but I ain't that cheap. I got my guys. Got my handyman. Shout out to Chris. Under the table.
Just like that. Dude's getting audited now.
Yeah.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle, put the fork down, pen's down, the test is over, it's time to focus.
I came here for a barbecue in the backyard at IKEA.
Somebody just popped on by. We love our guy JJ in Poinette. I'll let him know it's free to join IKEA family, and then stop on over from 4 to 7 for the barbecue bash. Yeah. $5. Swedish flair, 4 to 7 right here at IKEA in Oak Creek. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman, Strofe's running the show. And if you missed it, it's time to buckle up, folks, because Alex Strofe has put together best song of all time. It's his Friday Packers parody song. We want all of you to be in a great mood, which is why we're playing this right now.
All the Packers fans.
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 Now put your hands up.
Up in Lambeau, we just got back. We're doing our Green Bay thing. You bring in the Jets,
hey.
And that place all your bets, because Love is winning MVP. Lions got Goff,
yeah.
Philly's got Hurts. Give Love all the attention. Our QBs get crowned after three good years. You can't get mad at me, because this year we're going to put a ring on it. In Cali, we're going to put a ring on it. Don't be mad, because Green Bay won it, because this year we're going to put a ring on it. Whoa-oh-oh, whoa-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh, whoa-oh-oh, whoa-oh-oh. Cause this year we're gonna put a ring on it.
Oh.
In Cali we're gonna put a ring on it. Don't be mad cause Green Bay got it. This year we're gonna put a ring on it. We got the O-line fixed and golden tricks. Introduced it to Melton DB. Green Bay's up, hold up your cup. NFC North is free. Dobbs intervention, did I mention? He'll have defense's attention. Cause you've had your run, but now it's done. Cause this league's all about GB. Cause this year we're gonna put a ring on it. In Cali we're gonna put a ring on it. Don't be mad cause Green Bay won it. Cause this year we're gonna put a ring on it. Whoa-oh-oh.
Whoa-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh. Whoa-oh-oh. Whoa-oh-oh.
It's better actually the second time.
Whoa-oh-oh. Whoa-oh-oh.
This year we're gonna put a ring on it. In Cali we're gonna gonna put a ring on it. Don't be mad, cause Green Bay's got it. In Cali, we're gonna put a ring on it. Whoa, oh.
DJ Strofe.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of slapped second time through.
Really?
You're having that food coma.
Strofe, you know,
he's in
Strofe.
A food coma.
Strofe. Strofe.
Yeah, yeah,
am,
yeah.
Am I the realest one to you about how I feel?
Typically you are. Yes, typically you are.
I ain't messing. I kind of loved it second time around.
No, it was bad. It was worse.
Like, no, like I know that he can't. I understand that. But this time, I know he sounded like a dying dog at times. Yeah. Look,
I
get
did,
that.
Yes, I did. Yes.
But the way it, I mean, I'm not handing out participation trophies. You put yourself out there, and although it sucked, it's kind of good.
I disagree. It's not
although it
good,
sucked, it was kind
bad.
Of good.
It's you know just, what I mean? Like just, you know what I mean.
What made you choose this song?
So as
stop
I'm
asking questions,
as I've explained before,
so
no, I could talk about the selection
it
process.
Was bad. Yes, so, this was bad. This is worse than the NCAA tournament selection process.
Well, that's not true. But as I've explained before, I try to hit. Everybody, right? I try to pick songs that no matter if you're 10 or you're 85, you've heard the song before. So
you're
there's
playing the hits, man.
Yep, got to play the hits. And so this felt like a poppy, fast-paced, fun song to kick off the football season. I will say this also. I've already begun working on my final song the Friday before the Packers-Lions opener. That's how seriously I'm taking the finale.
Last time you told us that, I knew this. The rest of the songs are going to be trash because you're not focused. You're saving all your good stuff for last.
Can you play Diana's true. Drop on the show for Kyle?
Yes, sir. Folks.
You need to stop being a freaking hater.
Ben, the food has gotten to you.
No.
You're delirious right now. The food is so good, KBN Nation, that you all of a sudden become this happy-go-lucky person that ignores the fact that you just listened to probably the worst song you have ever heard.
I think I was grumpy the first time I listened. Steve chimes in. That was awesome, guys.
No, Steve.
That was on the Carbos Talking text line.
Steve, you don't know what you're saying.
No. Steve, Ben, and all the other Benny believers that will just follow what I say, believe that Alex Strofe put together a pretty good song.
No, he destroyed a beautiful song, put a ring on it by a beautiful soul in Beyonce.
So this is about Beyonce. You can't get over it. It's about
no,
Beyonce.
No, it's bad. It's just bad.
You know, it's not just bad. It's creative.
Okay.
And, like, although he can't hit the high-pitched
when
notes.
When did you become Brad?
I'm just telling you.
It's creative. Although the lyrics
all
suck.
Yeah. All the Packers fans.
Come on.
All the Packers fans. All the Packers fans. Put your hands up.
Up in Lambeau. We just got back. We're doing our Green Bay thing.
Yeah, that's a great.
Yo.
Great.
That,
and that place all your bets. Because love is winning MVP.
Yes,
Ryan
he is.
Off. Philly's got hurt. Give love all the attention. Our QBs get crowned after 3 good years. You can't get mad at me. Because this year we're.
Oh, that's great.
I need to explain
gonna
that
put
one.
A ring
I
on it.
I explain
this
that line,
year
Kyle?
We're going to put a ring on it. This year we're going to put a ring on
Favre,
it.
What Favre did somebody and Rogers get? Both want a ring in year three. So you can't get mad at me.
You got an F minus. Somebody get you an F minus Strofe.
I did right. get told it was an F minus before the show.
Okay,
yes.
Sounds
one,
good.
One so of the people on my panel told me it was an F minus.
I think everybody on your panel would tell you it was
awesome. Can you add me to the advisory board?
No, absolutely
no,
not.
No, you can't you be on the advisory board.
Nobody on the show could be on the advisory board. A couple of the email responses I got from the rest of my panel. One person said, absolutely no notes. Another person said, that's a 12 out of 10.
Okay, that person... Obviously,
Moose just chimed in from Pewaukee that he said he made a bad song better.
Wow. Okay. He's going at the Beehive, not me.
Moose don't know good music. Moose only knows KBN. He doesn't know anything else.
Well, why are you coming at Moose?
Because Moose just made something up to make Strofe feel good about it.
No, see, like, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. And here's where Kyle gets on his high horse because he loves Beyonce.
I'm not on a high horse. We have event supervisors with us. Is the song bad? They said yes.
They
it's
said
bad.
No. I saw
no,
that.
They all shook their head no. They literally all shook their head no.
Okay.
Did they now you a lie. Now you a lie.
They couldn't hear the song.
Don't be mad, cause tell them, Strofe. Tell them, Strofe.
That's Friday vibes, baby. Come on.
This year we're gonna put a ring on it.
DJ Strofe.
I didn't realize
DJ
Strofe.
Yeah.
We're going to give me all this nasty Friday energy. I'm cooked.
You're cooked.
Oh, clever lyrics. Oh, okay.
Clever lyrics is what we got from one of our part-time supervisors.
I give
the other one's ate too much food. He doesn't know what's going on.
Neither
we wrap up the show. I think it was great, Strofe. Good
Thanks,
job,
Danny.
Buddy.
Appreciate
Keep
you,
up
man.
The good work.
Thank you.
Kyle's a hater. Wrap up the show next.
About to eat
you need
more.
To stop being a freaking hater.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I said, baby, we got to do more sucking. And so I called the company. I said, listen, y'all put this thing in here. Y'all need to come on.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wrapping it up from IKEA on a Friday, it's Kyle Bruston Nortman with you on 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and download and listen back on the ESPN Wisconsin app. IKEA's been wonderful. The food is absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Kyle, have you done yet?
I heard all the people say, get down on it.
Talk Sorry. Now. You're an absolute wreck.
I am a wreck right now. You feed me. You know I love you. Stroke, get the break screen off. I want to see myself eating dance.
This is another last segment where you had to tell him to take the break screen off. He's already on to Friday.
He is on to Friday. I'm telling you, the food is so good.
I've been on to Friday really for about 17 hours. You're saying I'm on to the weekend?
Oh, I guess so.
All right. Whatever, dude. You're such
Guys, as sharp as a tack. It's Friday, baby. Let's go.
Can we take this to go?
No office.
Yeah, you probably could.
I want the whole bowl because it's like, yeah, I want all the bowls, too.
Supply
the house.
Slow down. That's stealing.
Baby girl, look what I got.
That's stealing.
Oh. I mean, it's a
We're deal. At IKEA in Oak Creek, and teachers can get 15% off through August 17th. You come. You can get something for your home. You can get something for your classroom. Show your staff ID. Boom, 15% off. College
Man, that's
students.
A deal.
If you are looking to shape up your room, your dorm, whatever you need, come to IKEA because qualified college students get 15% off. It's free to become an IKEA family member. And from now until 7 p.m., if you are driving by right now, stop in. If you're not an IKEA family member, there's a kiosk right when you walk in. Sign up and pay $5, and you have a buffet waiting for you. I see our part-time teammates right now. Aiden is in heaven.
He is.
Heaven.
He
Kyle's in heaven, too, and he's now trying to steal the whole food and plates and bowls and knives and
Getting
forks.
Getting on the boat today. It'll be Listen, I'll be the king of the
Hopefully
world.
You don't take off your shirt.
I can do what I want. It's my boat. Maritime rules, baby. I can do whatever I want.
I'm just saying, after watching
I might show my rope.
Really?
Hey!
That's indecent exposure, and we're 3 minutes away from the show ending,
I'm
and you're putting me in a spot.
I'm talking about the rope that you climb in gym class. What are you talking about?
That makes no sense with a boat.
Yes, it does. No, actually, the rope that you tie up
on
the dock.
So now it's that rope.
I'm sorry. The rope you tie
How about
the
you
boat.
Just shut up about the rope?
The one for the dock.
Yeah, that's good.
Brewers! I actually do have a real piece of news for you fellas. For the second year in a row, the Milwaukee Bucks will not play on Christmas Day.
Oh, man. This year.
That's stupid.
No, it's probably deserved this year. You know, wait a minute. You got Giannis.
Giannis. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
What is going on?
No, you know what? Now, you know what? I'm starting to get sick of the national media
now.
Yeah, because, I mean, come on now. You're putting arguably a top – it's Jokic, Luka, and Giannis as the top three players in the NBA. They're the best three current NBA
SGA.
Players right now.
Don't forget
now.
About SGA.
Okay, yeah, sure. You get my overall point. He needs to be highlighted on NBA's biggest day. I don't care what bums are on the team. That is disrespectful to Giannis. I'm sick of this
Cleveland at New York, San Antonio at Oklahoma City, Houston at the Lakers, Dallas at Golden State.
Big it's just big market.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all chose Cleveland over us. I guess they are the best team in the East.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, wrapping it up from IKEA. Thanks for hanging out with us all week. Brad Nortman will be out all next week. We'll hold it down with all of you, KBN Nation.
All right.
Enjoy your Friday. Alex Strofe, thanks for your hard work, except you only worked like 2 days. Enjoy the Homer Hour in 2 short minutes. Have a great weekend.